This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Have you ever had that sinking feeling, you know, when your Google Ads campaigns, they were just absolutely crushing it last week?
Yeah.
And then suddenly this week they seem to be, well, just crushing your budget instead.
Oh, absolutely.
One minute your cost per conversion is perfect, spot on, and the next it feels like your ROI just vanished. Poof.
It's the silent budget killer, isn't it? It happens all the time.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah, the whole digital advertising space, it's not static. It's like always shifting. This whole ecosystem, what worked perfectly last month, might genuinely be bleeding money today, and you might not even know why.
Exactly. And that is precisely why, for this deep dive, we are really digging into the complexities of Google Ads.
Mm.
Our focus today is on, well, what I think is an absolutely indispensable tool for turning that mystery, that frustration, into something measurable. Success, basically.
Right.
The Google Ads audit checklist. Our mission here, it's to arm you, our listener, with a structured, data-backed way to really figure out what's working well, firing on all cylinders, and maybe more importantly, what's quietly draining your resources in your ad campaigns.
Yeah, finding those leaks.
Exactly. The goal is clarity, helping you optimize that ad spend, make sure you're getting quality leads, genuinely quality leads, and ensure your campaigns run efficiently and, you know, profitably.
And the approach we're discussing today, it comes from a proven methodology. It gives you a really clear step-by-step way to look at your account's health.
Okay.
We're going beyond just the basics here, focusing hard on like unraveling ad copy performance, really dissecting conversion efficiency, and finding those strategic opportunities.
The hidden gems.
Exactly. The ones that are often just hiding in plain sight if you know where to look.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit then, because I know a lot of advertisers, they rely heavily on Google's smart bidding, the automated campaigns.
Sure.
So if Google's doing all the heavy lifting, why does a human-led audit still matters so much? Is it really not a set it and forget it kind of platform?
That's a really critical misconception, thinking it's set it and forget it, especially for anyone managing serious campaigns or budgets.
Right.
Look, automation is powerful, no doubt.
Yeah.
But it's designed to optimize within the rules you give it.
Ah.
So if those parameters are flawed, or if your basic account structure is just messy, automation can actually just optimize inefficiency even faster.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Think of it like a self-driving car on a really broken road. It'll still follow the GPS direction, sure, but the journey, it's going to be bumpy, maybe even damaging. Regular audits, that's your proactive road maintenance, making sure the road is smooth before the car drives on it.
That's a fantastic analogy. Okay, so for anyone listening who might be thinking, I'll get around to that audit next quarter, what are the real, the painful consequences of skipping these regular checks? What's the actual cost?
The cost is, well, it's way more than just missed opportunities.
Mm.
For starters, you'll almost certainly see bloated costs on keywords that just aren't performing.
Right. Wasted spend.
Exactly. It's like throwing money into a black hole.
Yeah.
We've seen accounts where 20, even 30% of the budget was just evaporating on irrelevant search terms that nobody caught.
30%. Wow.
Yeah. And then there's the really pervasive issue of misaligned messaging. Your ads get clicks, sure, but they're from people who are just not your ideal customer.
So you're paying for traffic that won't convert.
Precisely. Paying for low-quality traffic, which means fewer actual leads or sales, and maybe the most insidious consequence, a perpetually low quality score.
The quality score.
Yeah, and this doesn't just make your campaigns inefficient. It actively drives up your cost per click, your CPC. It forces you to pay more for every single click, no matter how good your targeting is otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like a tax on neglect.
Bloated costs, poor quality leads, paying an extra CPC tax.
Okay, clearly an audit isn't just a nice to have, it's essential.
So let's get into the nitty-gritty. What should actually be on this audit checklist? Where do we start the detective work?
We always start with the foundation, the blueprint, really, of your entire account, the campaign and ad group structure review.
Okay, structure.
Yeah. It's surprising how often a poorly organized structure is the main culprit behind things like overlapping targeting or just weak performance tracking. It makes everything else harder.
So beyond just asking, is it segmented? What are some of the maybe less obvious questions or pitfalls we should look for when reviewing campaign structure?
That's a great question, because it's not just if it's segmented, but how thoughtfully it's done. You need to ask yourself, Are campaigns logically segmented? Okay, sure, by product or service, but what about by funnel stage? Or even device intent?
Ah, like mobile versus desktop intent.
Exactly. Are your broad awareness campaigns totally separate from your high intent, bottom of funnel ones? They should be.
Yeah.
And are your ad groups really tightly themed? Like super relevant keywords only?
Not just dumping keywords in.
No. We often find ad groups that are just way too broad. That leads to keyword cannibalization, basically. Your own keywords end up competing against each other, driving up costs.
Okay, makes sense.
And don't underestimate the power of just having consistent naming conventions.
Yeah.
It sounds small, right?
Yeah, seems minor.
But it drastically impacts your ability to report accurately and efficiently long term. Saves so much headache down the line.
Right, right. A solid foundation is key. So once we've got our structure hopefully optimized, where do we turn our attention next? Because even a great structure needs compelling messaging, right?
Precisely. Couldn't have said it better. Next up is the ad copy performance audit. This is where your message actually connects with people or, unfortunately, where a lot of opportunities get missed.
Okay.
Ad copy does way more than just grab attention. It's designed to drive the right kind of action from the right audience.
So how do we really measure if it's effective? What are the key things, the metrics and insights we should be pulling out here?
Well, beyond the obvious click-through rate, the CTR, you want to dig a bit deeper.
Okay.
First, look at your headlines. Do they just include keywords? Or do they clearly highlight benefits that actually resonate with what the user is searching for?
Benefits over features kind of thing.
Yeah, often. And are you using multiple responsive search ads, RSAs, in each ad group?
Yeah.
Not just for slight variations, but to truly test different angles. Maybe a benefit-led ad versus a price-focused one.
Gotcha. Real testing.
Real testing. Then, how does your average CTR compare? Not just to some generic industry benchmark, but to your own historical bests. And maybe what your competitors are likely doing.
Right. Context matters.
Absolutely. And crucially, this is a big one. Are your top performing ads actually aligned with high converting landing pages? We see it all the time. Great CTR in an ad, but it leads to a generic landing page that just kills the conversion, burns budget.
And I'm guessing this isn't a one-time check either. Ad copy can definitely get stale, right?
Oh, totally. A-B testing ad copy should be like an ongoing process, almost weekly in some cases.
Weekly? Wow.
Well, think about it. Ads that were brilliant 6 months ago can just plateau.
Mm.
Market conditions change, competitors react, your audience's needs shift.
True.
You need to keep refreshing your messaging, maybe based on new promotions or shifts in audience behavior you're seeing, or even just seasonality. It's less about finding that one single perfect ad and more about maintaining this dynamic, evolving conversation with your potential customers.
Fascinating. Okay, now let's talk about, well, arguably the most critical part, because without this, we are genuinely flying blind, right? Understanding what actually happens after someone clicks,
mm-hmm.
which brings us to conversion tracking and attribution.
Yes, this is absolutely non-negotiable. Without accurate conversion tracking, pretty much every other optimization you try is just guesswork. Educated guesswork at best.
So what needs checking here?
You absolutely have to confirm. Are your main conversions, your macro conversions, like form fills, phone calls, mm-hmm. actual purchases, are they tracked accurately? Are they reporting correctly in Google Ads?
Okay, the basics.
The basics. But you'd be surprised how often they're broken or misconfigured. Is Google Tag Manager or GA4 properly connected? Is it collecting all the data points you actually need?
Right.
And here's where it gets a bit more nuanced. Can you distinguish between the micro conversions, things like clicks on certain buttons or scroll depth, maybe video views, and your main macro conversions?
Why does that distinction matter?
Because it helps you understand user engagement before the final sale or lead. It shows intent, even if they don't convert right away.
Hmm.
And finally, are you using attribution models that genuinely reflect how your customers make decisions? Giving credit where it's actually due, especially now with the shift towards data-driven models in GA4.
Right. Attribution is key. So why does having this level of like granular detail really matter for a data-driven marketing team?
Because it enables precision. Simple as mm-hmm. that. A truly data-driven team needs to understand not just where leads came from, but which specific touch points, which ads, which keywords, what ad copy genuinely influenced that final decision all along the journey. It lets you shift your budget away from just driving clicks or traffic towards actually driving profitability. Without that data, you're basically investing in the dark.
Makes perfect sense. Okay, that brings us nicely to a huge pain point for so many advertisers. Just wasted budget.
Yep.
The audit checklist absolutely needs to tackle keyword targeting and match types because irrelevant traffic, it just kills campaigns.
It does, and often quite subtly creeping up on you. A strategic cleanup of your keyword strategy is essential, absolutely essential.
What should we ask?
You need to ask, are your match types broad, phrase, exact, are they set up strategically? Or are you maybe over-relying on broad match without enough negative keywords? That can be a massive budget drain.
The negative keywords, crucial.
Which leads right to the next point. Is your negative keyword list regularly reviewed and, importantly, expanded? This isn't a one-time task. This is where so much hidden waste often lies.
Can you give an example?
Sure. We once found a client losing like 15% of their budget, 15, just on searches for free versions of their software. Why? Because they hadn't properly managed their negative keywords over time.
Wow, just adding free could have saved that.
And related terms, yeah. And also, are high-spend keywords that just aren't converting, consuming way too much of your budget. The audit helps you pinpoint these underperformers quickly.
So the audit here, it's not just about fixing mistakes you already made, but it's more proactive, almost like a predictive analysis.
Exactly right. The Google Ads audit isn't just about figuring out what went wrong. It's about spotting trends early, often before they turn into major problems.
Catching them before they bite you.
Exactly. So you can optimize proactively, reallocate your resources effectively, and really double down on what is actually working well.
Okay, so we've got strong ad copy, solid keywords. But what happens if they click that great ad and land on a page that's just,
Yeah, the experience falls flat.
Right. That's where landing page alignment comes in. Because even the most perfect ad will just fall apart if it points to a generic or unfocused landing page.
It's the critical handshake.
Yeah. You know,
between your ad promising something and your landing page delivering on that promise.
So what's the checklist here?
You absolutely need to check. Do your landing pages directly match the searcher's intent and the ad copy they just clicked on? Is the headline on the page consistent with the ad headline?
Message match.
Message match is huge. And are page load speeds optimized? Because every single second of delay dramatically increases bounce rates. People just won't wait.
Speed matters. Okay.
Is there a clear call to action, a CTA? Is it prominent? Can people see it above the fold without having to scroll?
Make it easy for them.
Make it obvious. And are you continuously A/B testing different elements on your landing pages? Maybe headline variations, button colors, form length, anything to improve those conversion rates.
So if you had to boil it down, what's the ultimate formula for success in that ad to landing page journey?
It's a really powerful combination. Ad relevance plus an exceptional landing page user experience, or UX.
Relevance plus UX.
That formula directly leads to better quality scores. And better quality scores mean lower CPCs. It makes your budget work so much harder and smarter for you. They're absolutely linked. You can't fix one without considering the other.
Right. Okay, finally, let's talk money, because this is where, you know, the rubber meets the road.
Mm-hmm.
We need to look at budget allocation and bid strategy. How do we make sure our spending isn't just, well, spending, but it's strategically aligned with our actual campaign goals?
Yeah, this is about making your budget an active partner in achieving success, not just an expense line.
So what should we consider?
You should really look at, are you using the right bid strategies for your specific goals? For instance, maximize conversions might be great when you're starting out, need volume.
Okay.
But once you have enough conversion data, maybe transitioning to target CPA could be a game changer for profitability.
But there's a catch.
There's nuance, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Setting your target CPA too low, too fast, can actually cripple your ad delivery. So it needs careful management.
Mm-hmm.
Also, is your budget strategically allocated? Is it flowing towards your top converting campaigns, giving them the fuel they need to scale?
Seeding the winners.
Exactly. And are you proactively adjusting your spend strategy? Thinking about seasonal trends, upcoming promotions, maybe even what your competitors are doing.
So it's dynamic.
Very.
Needs to be.
What's really interesting here is that based on this, performance dips aren't necessarily a sign of failure then. They could be seen more as an opportunity.
Absolutely. That's a great way to put it. What looks like a performance dip on the surface can often signal a prime opportunity. An opportunity to shift resources, maybe reevaluate some core assumptions, or even uncover entirely new, more profitable ways to grow.
Mm.
But, and this is the key, only if you're regularly auditing and truly understanding the why behind those numbers, not just seeing the dip, but knowing what caused it. This has been incredibly insightful, seriously. It's just abundantly clear that a robust Google Ads audit checklist It's not a one-time task you tick off.
No way.
It's an essential ongoing habit, especially, I'd imagine, for anyone managing larger budgets or really complex funnels.
For sure.
Regular audits just ensure transparency, accountability, and ultimately measurable, sustainable growth. It really puts you in control rather than just constantly reacting.
It really is about building that system, that rhythm that allows for continuous improvement. It lets you proactively steer your campaigns where you want them to go instead of constantly, you know, putting out fires and wondering where all the budget went at the end of the month.
Right. So considering everything we've talked about today, especially the continuous nature of these Google Ads audits, here's something for you, the listener, to think about. What is one regular check-in habit, just one small thing you could implement this week to proactively make sure your campaigns are on track rather than just reacting when you see those inevitable dips?
Good question to ponder.
Think about that. Find that one habit, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.